This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, presented by Premier Insurance Group, it's Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. Welcome to another episode of Your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian.
And I am Alan Painter, and I am here.
And you are present and accounted for.
So, folks, a little warning.
Oh, gosh.
Shannon has been out ill all day long, so we may have long bouts, and we don't have a guest today until the big guy shows up. Mm-hmm. And so we may just have silent prayer today. We'll all just sit here and pray together quietly because Shannon's not feeling a lot of energy. I can feel like zero vibe over there.
I'm trying.
We got her a hurling bucket real close.
So, yeah, I'm just a little under the weather.
And I tell you what, being under the weather today, that's a good thing. That's a dang good weather out there today. So
I know. I didn't get to enjoy it. But anyway, I'm here so we can have the show. We have exciting stuff happening later we get to announce. Well, we get to announce it. Some people already know it, obviously. But so I'm grateful. I'm grateful I'm here, and I'm grateful that this is the small thing I'm dealing with. Much worse things are happening in the world. So,
yeah. So
my tummy bug is nothing.
I think Shannon's got a plan here. It's like she'll just spout a little bit on politics, get me up on my podium while she takes a nap.
I do have some hot topics. I'm not going to lie.
You do.
I kind of do.
Oh, you're going to poke the beast today and get Alan fired up.
Well, first of all, I really, really enjoyed. I'd love if people would let us know what they thought. But I really enjoyed having Virgil on last week.
That was awesome.
Just chatting and talking about what's going on around here in Douglas County and just some hot topics and news from up north. You know, just all that. But there's just other stuff that us as Oregonians talk about or are concerned about or...
Just want to rant and rave.
I just want to complain a tiny bit. And I know this is about celebrating, uplifting, and educating. So that's why I just want to ask. Like, I wish we had where people could call in because I really, really, really am genuinely interested in, and here's my first topic, about everybody leaving the Pac-12 and then the poor little beavers in Washington sitting out here row, row, row in a boat of two. So until we know what's happening, so I'm curious what everybody's thoughts are, whether you're a duck or a beaver or whatever.
Well,
a team from California, whoever you like.
It would be neat to get the local perspective because, you know, it's something that if you're beavers, you hate the ducks even more now. And but the sad reality is with the money involved today, and I mean. They made a couple of huge mistakes in my book. You know, the transfer portal, which those that are unfamiliar, it allows a player to switch from one school to another and play the next year, where in past years you had to sit out a year.
Yeah, you had to sit out.
Well, you combine this with the new, whatever it's called, NIL, which is name and likeness agreements that allow these athletes to be paid for commercials or whatever. It's created a mess, and so it's destroying football. Now, what in the world? Who's beeping? Is that you beeping?
Not me. Right. Not me beeping. But hey, well, this is everybody's way
of
already
texting. My watch is dying. Sorry, people.
Oh, you know, I was like, maybe we're getting already people talking to us.
You know, it just created a horrible situation. Unfortunately, as much as we think is college athletics being pure, but it always comes down to money. And as soon as USC and UCLA left, even though UCLA hasn't been very good and USC started getting good again recently, it's not about the football team. It's about viewers in front of TVs. So they took all that LA market out of the Pac-12. And no matter what you think about it, in my opinion, Oregon had no choice. Because if they were one of the last ones standing in the Pac-12, what do you bring to the table? You know, granted, the one thing, you know, I mean, Oregon has a pretty good following nationwide. But how do you bring a city of Eugene and say, gee, you know, television rights are a big deal for a city of 100,000 people? Mm-hmm. If we were standing there with Washington and Oregon State, and I really feel bad for Oregon State because I think ultimately they're going to really get damaged by this.
Yeah, because the stadium was built, there's money owed in a certain amount of timeline, and they could potentially take a huge financial hit that wasn't planned in there. So,
well, absolutely, because they're, you know, wherever they end up, the TV revenue that they're going to share with whatever it's just going to be diminished. But no matter how you feel about that, really, I mean, looking at it objectively, Oregon had no choice. They had to go somewhere, or else they would have been stuck sitting on an island.
And I don't know. I'm always feeling like there's choice. And I'm like, I'm so sad that there's so many traditions in America that are just going by the wayside, and we're giving it up for the almighty dollar. So
absolutely.
I'm mad at the almighty dollar, and then there's that.
Yeah.
So,
and the sad reality, I mean, the reality is
we're all selling out. That's what I feel like. Everybody's selling out.
Now, those who know me know that I love Oregon football.
Yeah.
Oregon or Oregon State. You know, I mean, there's one day a year I actually care. But I, you know, I'm not a hater. I want to see Oregon State do well. But, you know, Oregon could have survived a while, you know, as long as Uncle Phil's around, because he's able to pay the nil basically by players. But what happens when he passes away? And maybe Matthew doesn't have the loyalty that Dad did. You know, it was too unstable, and so they had to go to an area for stability. I hate to see it. I mean, monopoly is not good, and we have this consolidation. Basically, right. We're going to have two mega conferences in the country. And the other thing that people are forgetting is, although we all follow football much more, this affects baseball teams, gymnastics, golf. And
yeah, because it's all money in the coffer.
Yeah, are these student athletes going to be doing? You know, especially when you look at basketball, baseball, softball, where there are multiple games a week. You know, and they're traveling to Wisconsin. They're traveling to Pennsylvania.
That's crazy.
I mean, and that's the sad part. We've stepped over caring about kids for money. And I think the NCAA has allowed this beast to grow and let it. Hey, it's always been about money, but now they've turned the beast loose. And I mean, the sad part is, Oregon State, you get a recruit a kid, he goes to Oregon State, and you work with him for a couple of years, he turns out to be fantastic, you know, dream player. Well, then you get an Oregon or a Texas or an Alabama say, hey, come on over here and we'll pay you $1 million to do a mm-hmm. commercial on women's products or something. You know, it's like, it's just ruined sports.
We always used to tell Gavin, my oldest, when he competed in cross country, it's like when you're running a race or whatever, you are literally competing against your own abilities. Like, you're trying to push your abilities to the farthest, because there is always going to be somebody faster, somebody better, somebody, there is always going to be that. I don't care who you are. Usain Bolt, I don't care, he's been beat. So there's always going to be, so it's like, I don't know, at what point are people happy?
Unfortunately,
I'm guessing never.
I don't think so. I think that, you know, unfortunately, we've gotten so defined on material, which is happy. Yeah. I mean, we're creating superstars, not for what they do, but how many followers they have on social media. I mean, I do look at all news, but I also, you know, Fox News is one of my saves on my internet. And this Olivia Dunn, some gymnastics from LSU, is always on this thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, what has she done? She just has a bunch of followers, and she's the number one paid athlete, college athlete, and she's done nothing.
Well, she hasn't done nothing. You can't say
that. I mean, she hasn't won everything. I mean, she's not like a Michael Jordan. She's not. Right. You know, she's created some, and I haven't looked at her social media page for those who follow.
People know how to, if you're getting the money, I mean, start it out with the stinking Kardashians. But anyway,
absolutely,
everybody's, that's the name, the fame game and the social game and the get all the likes, get all the whatevers, you know. And it's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I'm still processing this whole thing. Everybody leaving, and are they going to the Mountain West? Are they going to be the Pac Mountain? What the heck are they going to be? I don't know. I don't even care about that anymore. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to Saturday's game. Hopefully, God willing, if my stomach will let me, at the OSU game.
You are.
I am. And I hope they let that chainsaw go, that sound, that noise, and that sold out crowd goes crazy. Because just for one more time, like,
yep.
I just want to have that moment with Beaver fans and the Ducks have theirs, you know, this last year too. Like, people enjoy what we have for this last time.
Well, you know, be honest with you, I think sadly, you know, it's sad to see the traditions, but I think in the end, it's going to be a positive for Oregon State because it is so hard for them to compete on the national level purely because of money. I mean, it is amazing what Oregon State is able to do. I mean, in a small town, I mean, how do you get these kids to come up to rainy old Oregon?
To Corvallis,
and for what they've accomplished, I mean, it's phenomenal. And I think they'll be able to have more consistency with another conference, with the Boise States and Fresno States, and those are great programs too. You know, they do come here and kick our tail every once in a while, but problem is Oregon State has not been consistently every year a winner, and I think they will be, and I think in the end it'll help them with recruiting, it'll help them because unfortunately everybody wants to follow a winner.
Yeah,
everybody's bandstanders.
Well, that was my first topic, because I really do. I'm really interested in everybody's opinion. And it's not whether you're a Duck fan or a Beaver fan or anything like that. You have to have an opinion, though, on how it affects everybody. Or maybe you're self-centered and you don't care and you only care about your one team. That's fine, too, if that's who you are. But I'm just all around what this is doing to college football. Like, are these people really thrilled about having all these other teams come into their conference? I bet some teams aren't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you've gone off the rails on us today, bringing up football. But I can go on about this for
days. I know, but
we have talked
about that at the office a little bit, just because I'm processing it. So.
Well, and it is fun because we've got some great football fanatics at the office. Cheryl loves her football. And
Logan, and he coaches. And
Logan's a foosball coach.
Yep.
I give Logan a bad time. He's you know, he helped build up the Oakland program. But they only have they play nine-man football. So I call it foosball.
He absolutely loves going and doing that, too.
Oh, it's so neat.
He's such a great guy. So
he has a servant's heart. It's really cool. I did see him go, you know, his senior year, he won a state championship out there. And then last year, they won the state championship with him coaching. And
he's helped ordering up all their rings.
Yeah, and I think he actually appreciates winning it for the kids more than he did himself. You know what I mean? He just loves serving. He's a good, you know, he's wonderful at that.
Yeah, he's a good guy. So that's fun. Okay. Well, tangent over on that. That actually went way longer than I thought we were going to talk about.
Yeah, sorry. We may go off on another tangent here in a minute or two. But
well, it's actually time for a break. So we'll be back with more of the Q, not about sports, in just a moment. Back in a few.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance.
That's us.
Yeah, that is.
Well, I was just perusing the news. The governor declares drought emergency in Douglas County.
I don't know how you come to that decision. I'm not educated enough to speak on that.
It's like, hello? I mean, are we just now figuring out we're a little shy on water? I mean, whoa, we finally got some rain. Let's declare a drought. But, oh, well.
The timing's unique. Timing is unique, for sure.
I love the News Review Facebook webpage. They do such a good job presenting everything and, you know, you can kind of see everything going on in the world.
With their crib notes or their little top headlines and then a little click on the article. Yeah, you definitely do get a good gist of it on the app. I like it.
I'll tell you what. Here's something.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news.
Oh, no.
You heard it here first. Now, you may have read it in the news review first, but you heard it here first. Sheriff Hanlon announces re-election run. Give it up for Sheriff John. I tell you what. You talk about a servant of the people. And I was a little concerned because I know
I'm going to guess he's going to run unopposed.
Yeah. How would you like to be the guy to run against him?
I wouldn't. Or the lady. I wouldn't want to be any person that runs against him, honestly. Oh.
And that's a testament to him. I mean.
Yeah, it is.
And the neat thing about it, you know, John was been a good friend of my brother's from way back. They were on DFPA together back right out of high school.
That's probably not something he needs on his resume.
Yeah, so there's
I had kids on DFPA. I know what those crazy
I know nothing. I know nothing. Don't if you're gonna run against John, I have no stories or pictures. So but you know, I was been really worried about this because I mean he's already the longest tenured sheriff we've ever had. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine it's the easiest job in the world. I mean.
Oh, I imagine it's absolutely not.
I mean.
But he sticks up for our Second Amendments. And he's handled some horrific situations we've had locally. Tragedies like UCC and all that with his staff. And does a great job.
Well, you know, it is amazing because what's John's strength? And I think it's the same strength that we saw last week from Virgil. He's just a good old boy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
He's the people.
No agenda. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I guess you have to have a little bit of ego just to stand up and run. I mean, that's a pretty courageous thing to run for any office because, hey, let's face it, you're risking failure. You know, I've been asked
to. Well, and you're also put up on a stand for people to cast stones.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and we've seen that happens easily. You know, people don't know.
Yeah.
May and not it, even and be it speaking is. The truth, but and they'll throw it anyway, so.
And what we've seen recently with the president and anybody, you know, the past president, Trump, mm-hmm. and those affiliated with him and the attacks on them. I mean, why would anybody do that? And so it's really neat to see our local folks who were born and raised and drinking Umpqua River water and, you know, step
as
up.
As they say,
and
the generation that drank out of the garden hose.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been asked by a couple groups to run for commissioner two or three times. And I always said that, my wife says absolutely not. But, you know, it's one of those things I said, well, if I ever did mm-hmm. that or some position like that, I'd have to be out of business and I would probably be a one termer because I'm going to tick a lot of people off. You know, I hate to be blunt, but
I know for sure you have been asked because I've been there. Actually, you've been asked to run for a lot of different things, truthfully, not just that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of. People hold you in high esteem, and they think you do a great job because you're not for sale.
No, and I don't, you know, but it's one of those things. It's like
not
really,
that I'm saying anybody is right now in our local.
Yeah,
community.
No. We're talking
not,
in general.
Not saying that, so
and hypothetically, but it's like we need to shake up the system. You know, what I mean, we need to obviously the things we've done now. Or in the last 20 years haven't really worked. So let's do something different. You know, it was funny because I saw, and I don't even know why I stumbled on it, but I was looking 1983, the year I graduated. And I'm kind of guessing at the numbers exactly, but I know that they were close. The city of Grants Pass was like 19,000 people. Mm-hmm. Roseburg was like 20,000 people. Here we are 40 years later. Roseburg was like 23 or 24,000. Grants Pass was 120,000. Now, I'm not saying I want Roseburg to be 120,000 people, but.
Yeah, I don't think we count a lot of people in our city limits because we're all sprawled out with green that doesn't count.
And that's
all that
true.
Things. And I don't know what all Grants Pass counts.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I remember it was probably the you know, every time you say, gee, it was 5 years ago, it probably was like 40 years ago. But, you know, I know somebody said that once at our marketing area was like 125,000 people, which incorporated Douglas County. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why are we not growing? We live in the greatest place, right? Here we are on I-5. We have the most phenomenal weather. I mean, year round. I mean, there's sometimes January, February, we're in shirt sleeves out there golfing. And we're an hour to the coast. We're an hour to the mountains.
That's what I say. We're an hour away from anything you need to do.
Yeah, hour in Eugene. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're perfect.
You want to ski? An hour. You want to go to the beach? An hour. You want to go shopping? An hour. Yeah. You want to go whatever?
So what's...
Wine? 2 minutes.
Yeah, so I mean, and I'm being hypothetical because I don't guess. I mean, but what's the one thing that we don't see? We don't see a lot of growth in our city. Mm-hmm. When was the last time we had something built that was new?
I just because it's right off the top of my head, Evergreen.
Yeah.
On Harvard and Evergreen.
And where was that built? Sutherland.
And Sutherland and their new Sutherland one. That's that was right off the top of my head. But not a lot of new things have been built. Some renovated, some moved out, some moved in. But, yeah.
But, you know, it's like on the way over here, and I'm not saying bad about anybody that needs a little assistance and a little hand up. But, and I don't know if it's the truth or not, but I saw a cute bumper sticker.
Uh-oh.
It says, we should make getting welfare as hard as it is to get a building permit.
Oh, I saw that. And I saw that like a week ago.
You know, and it's like, maybe there's some truth in that because I've talked to some clients who tried one of my clients has an auto shop not far from here, and he wanted to build this little podunk little building for his employees. It was like a $20,000 building, really nothing. And so he went down and applied for his little permit, and they said, okay, you can build your building, but you have to put in all these sidewalks. And it's like $100,000 for sidewalks to build a little podunk building. Yeah. You know, I think we need to kick open the door a little more and invite businesses and growth, even like that. That's a job for a contractor doesn't have. That's lumber that our local hardware store isn't selling. So, you know, we've already kind of narrowed it down that this is the greatest place on the planet to live.
Yep.
We have the most freaking amazing people living here in the world.
Yep.
I mean, even our homeless people aren't that bad. I think we got some of the best homeless people from the homeless, you know. It's like, I mean, yeah, they do cause some mischief, but they're not rioting and burning stuff down. I mean, we live in the perfect place in the world, you know. And
I feel blessed to call Douglas County home.
Smog-free pollution. I mean, so anyway, Shannon knew what she was doing. She was getting me onto my soapbox. But
no.
Let's encourage leaders that don't have an agenda. Let's encourage leaders who truly want to serve the people. And let's take away the impediments to things that are, you know, growth and things that people want to do. You know, anyway. But now I'm getting off my soapbox. I don't know why you get me started. You normally shut me down a lot sooner.
Yeah, I got
you are feeling cruddy, aren't you?
A little bit.
Angie's like, oh, Shannon, shut him up. Man,
I'm sure
boy,
he
goes
she
up
is.
On a tirade. But
sure
so I'm not throwing my hat in any ring right now, but you know, like I said, I've been asked. I would love to serve the people. That's why I have so much fun here. I love serving the people here. I love, you know, in the insurance business, being able to serve the people.
Yep.
And I would love to whether it be commissioner, president, or king. I've always wanted to be king.
Oh, gravy.
I'll do it for free.
On that note, you are cut off. king. Oh, gravy.
It's good to be the king.
That's once a month, says Cheryl. And it's on the 5th. We even know what day it is.
So on payday, when the great Eagles beep rolls downhill, right? That's what my brother always used to call payday.
When the ink runs downhill?
I can't. It's one of the words we can't say.
Oh. Okay, gotcha. I get you now.
Carlos,
I'm a little
nice
slow.
Hat.
Yeah, dude. So I saw Carlos outside ready for our next segment.
And he's saying, get Carlos in here. Shut Alan up.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Carlos, welcome. No, that's not what I was thinking, but I'm like, hey, come on in. Well, so it is almost time for the local business buzz, and it's the first Thursday of the month.
The big guy's in the house.
The big guy. And so anyway, we're going to just put a little teaser out here. Are you okay? I know Sarah put it out on Facebook.
So okay, are we going to break?
Are we going? We have 2 minutes.
Okay, because it's
wait?
Like I know these professional radio people that say, and we have great news coming at you after the break.
Okay, so. Hey, you did a good job. So that's
so now
what
we need
we'll
to
do.
Burn another minute and 47 seconds.
No, so that's what we'll do. We're just going to go a little bit early, and then we'll have more time to talk to Carlos and break out the exciting news. So we'll be back with more of your cue right here on...
Right after the break.
Right after the break. What Alan said. Back with the local business buzz in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. Welcome back to your cue. I'll be all official. It's time for the local business buzz. And like we said, first Thursday of the month means Carlos is in the house. So, Carlos, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And you had a teaser out there. Don't forget about your teaser.
Yeah. So, I'm actually gonna ask Carlos to tell us his exciting news. We think it's exciting, so we're pushing him to spill the beans to everybody. So what's up and exciting and new at Umpqua Survival, Carlos?
You're as bad as my wife.
I am as bad as your wife. We were friends.
Yeah, if you really want to know the truth, go to the real boss. So I love this. He's so unegotistical. Well, you know, it's something happened. Come on, Carlos.
Well, a lot of people already thought it was that way. So
yeah.
But I am the new official owner of Umpqua Survival.
So. Yeah.
Yes.
Right on.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, you know, because Sarah, his wife, spilled the beans. I'm like, ooh, okay, it's out here. It's official. This is happening. I think we can talk about it. So we couldn't not celebrate you and this accomplishment. So from Premier Insurance, we went out and got you a little something to help you celebrate.
Oh, thank you. You guys didn't have to do that at all.
A little Rebel Fire Water.
Yeah.
Well, all you have to do is keep women around who remember these things, and they take care of it. Don't know whiskey, so we hope that's a good flavor.
I'm sure it will be amazing.
I actually went and got educated just to make sure my
You choices. Did?
Yeah.
I bet that was a really tough training.
I didn't understand anything, but when they said, we only have 4 allotted in our whole place, we just got these and there's 2 left, and I doubt that he's tried this before, I'm like, sold.
You know, and that, you know, not that I'm rolling in my, but it's like, that's always my last indicator. When you got something that's a little more expensive than something else, I always go with the more expensive one. It's got to be better, right? You know.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes
so.
Not.
So I'm
that's
excited.
Good.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Your beard is going to get even grayer now that you're a self-employed businessman.
Yeah. I'm seeing that already.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is, so Carlos, how long have you been at Umpqua Survival?
I think it's about 6 years now.
So 6 years, you're not going in blind. Like, you know your people, you know your staff, you know your store, you know all of it because you've been doing it for 6 years. So
yeah.
Is there anything right off the top of your head that you feel like is one of your exciting new things that you've kind of been wanting to do? Well, you just launched the newsletter too, which is cool, the last few months. And
yeah, honestly, I don't plan on changing a whole lot. I just...
Well, that,
hope that we keep getting good business, and eventually I'll be able to expand and do more stuff.
That's exciting. So but if you've been a client of Umpqua Survival, then don't expect a lot of changes, but eventually there's going to be some additions.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully sure. Down the road.
His wife will probably like have a makeup aisle or something like
that.
I doubt it. You know, it's like...
You yeah. obviously don't know Sarah by saying that. She's an outdoorsy girl and hiking, and like she has got all the quad survival kind of person.
I know, but the camo stuff they're making for the ladies now, my gosh, it's it's a
like
business
it.
Unto its own.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Hey, you got to have good gear. That's all I'm saying.
And you got to look good.
I don't scrimp on mine. Well, to me, that's irrelevant a little bit because after about the third or fourth day, you smell so bad nobody cares what you look like if you're out there and you're
you're out there with your significant other, out there in the wild,
stink,
you know, getting the pheromones going. You know.
Okay, do you hunt anymore? We have much different experiences.
Sarah's good to go hunting for about 6 hours.
She likes hiking, though.
Oh, yeah. She loves the outdoors.
And camping and all
but
that.
As far as the hunting portion of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll hunt with me for about 6 hours, and then she's done.
But she's a hiker.
Yeah.
Just her, it's the same thing. You just have to carry your gun, right? You have her carry your gun? I mean, isn't that why she goes?
I am a plant me somewhere and let me use this expensive equipment to spot what we want to go after. Leave me for hours. I'm happy camper.
I think that's really awesome, Carlos. And I'm sure that probably 95% of people thought, I thought Carlos owned it already, because you really were blessed with a good prior owner who gave you free rein and pretty much let you do what you thought was best. So it's really neat to see you take it to the next level, wherever that may be. So
yeah, I feel pretty blessed about it. So
it's pretty cool.
And we always talk about the big guy at Umpqua Survival every week now. I think you're the face and the name of it, you know.
Well, Sasquatch, then him.
Yeah.
maybe. I don't know. Everybody thinks of Carlos when they think of Umpqua Survival. So that's already cool. So, Carlos, I know we probably have a new gun this month, so.
Yeah.
And, I love it because I like blondes, and that's a blonde gun.
Well, it's tan. My printer made it blonde.
Oh.
So this month we're doing a hunting rifle. It's a Savage Axis XP2 in 6.5 Creedmoor, and then... I had some stuff left over from the suppressed range day, so I threw some of that stuff in there too. So it's got a lot of extras with it.
Too cool! It's a really cool gun. And how do we win this gun? Now everybody knows it, but we gotta tell them how in case there's one.
Well, you come on in and we'll sell you some tickets, or you can give us a call and we'll sell them to you over the phone.
How's that? So if you're out in Yoncalla or way down in Glendale, you can call and get a shot at this amazing gun and an amazing package. Because, the guns are always cool, but you guys always throw the coolest swag in with it.
We try.
If you go into the store, though, and you spend, $25?
Yeah.
Yeah, then you get them discounted. So, really, the best deal for the dollar is to go in person. But if you can't, okay, call over the phone.
Absolutely.
Whatever. But go in and sign up for the drawing while you're there. Because the box has been pretty full, the guy said lately, so.
Yeah, I'm starting to see some new people coming in and doing that also.
Lots of new names. Well, and lots of ladies.
Yes.
I know that drives Alan nuts because the chicks are killing it.
Well, I like to see the girls there, but they've just been dominating. They've been whooping our butt.
Kind of. So we'll see. Oh, I didn't look at the name today. Oh, my gosh. I know this person. I'm so excited.
I think you do it. I think there's a fix. There's no way. This is like flipping a coin and it comes up.
You know this person too. You know the winner too. I just looked down what Carlos brought me today.
This is like coming up, flipping a coin, it comes up tails 20 times in a row.
You know the funny thing about is this person actually really does listen to the show every single week.
Oh.
And changes it at 4:30 because there's a Christian show that he likes to listen to on another station. So, Carlos, he's missed what you're saying right now. So he's not going to hear us on the radio. So we'll have to call him tomorrow from the office and have some fun with him.
Are you going to announce it?
Yeah.
Or is this another teaser?
It kind of is.
You were really getting into this radio professionality.
I'm teasing you because this is really fun. I'm really excited about this one.
Anything
to tease
me.
I actually adore this person. So this is super fun. I'm excited.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm excited.
See, folks, this is my world. Any time that they have to torment me at my office, they just love it. She just relishes when I make a mistake.
Oh, Cheryl's going to be so excited when she hears this.
Give you a hard time all 60 minutes that you're there?
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, right? Because he's out at Umpqua Survival looking at guns all the time.
The only day
buying 50 gallons of milk.
They allowed me to be boss on...
The 5th, we already covered that.
Payday, up until the time that I released the check.
I think you did it a little early this last time,
I did. Because sometimes when I be really mean, then they make me leave and go golfing.
Yeah.
That's a rough one.
Huh? That's rough. So, Carlos, do you have any classes coming up?
Yeah, we've got some multi-state concealed carry classes on the 16th and 30th.
Multi-state.
Have some stuff next month, but that's all I brought.
What states is it? Of course, Oregon.
I couldn't list
them. Do they do the Utah?
There. Yeah, it's Utah. So you end up with, I think it covers 36 states.
Yep. And I just applied
that's
for my...
That's the good one.
I just applied for my Florida because it picks up, I don't know why, it's kind of like collecting... Well, I was going to say guns, but collecting baseball cards. You'll see if you can get all 50. You know, I know you can't because we can't go to Washington or California. Actually, you can go to Washington with a Florida, but you can't go to Washington with an Oregon. How's that?
You can go there with a Utah, though.
Yeah, you go to, but Utah. Yeah, Utah, you can go to Washington. But our neighbors to the south, they don't let us. So anyway, one day we need to have national reciprocity. Reciprocity. I don't know. Google it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you were just trying to say, actually. But I am going to Google it. We're almost ready for another break here again. But I also wanted to ask about Oktoberfest. You're going to be out at Oktoberfest, which is September 23rd. Is it 23rd and 24th? It's just one day this year, the 23rd.
Well, I think right? The finals are on the 24th.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'll only be there on the 23rd.
You'll be there on the 23rd. I'm going to be there on the 23rd, probably the 24th.
You competing?
I'm actually going to be picking on people. That's my title. Apparently, I'm going to be getting people to sign up for the games.
Oh, so you're going to be a carny?
Yeah.
A carny.
Kinda.
Well, that's fun.
But possibly with a microphone or something, so I can really get people's attention. I'm not sure how that's all going to work. But
the pest.
Yeah, I'm just going to be like, I know you. Get over here and give me your $5 or your $10 or your whatever and hit this nail.
I'm looking forward to being able to watch all the events this year. It'll be fun.
Yeah. And costumes. There's going to be people in costumes, and then they get to walk around, and there'll be some secret judges. And those secret judges will be able to say, hey, I think that person deserves to win a prize, blah, blah, blah.
So Carlos is going to wear his Superman Speedo out there?
I will not be in a costume.
I will not be in costume either because I, A, don't have one, and B, don't know what that would even.
Well, if it's anything like today.
I don't want my lederhosen or whatever. So, yeah.
If it's anything like today, you go out as a grumpy insurance agent.
That's what I'm going to show up at. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to show up as something else because I'm going to have my trash talking A-game going on that day.
You're going to wear your beaver gear and...
I don't know. I'd probably not. I don't want to alienate people, but...
See? She's so nice, isn't she?
I'll just browbeat them.
That's why we're never going to elect you. You try to be nice to everybody.
I do try. Sometimes I'm not successful.
I'm going to tick some people off when I'm king.
Oh, brother. Okay, well, we're going to be back with more with Alan and Carlos and Shannon. And this is your cue and the local business buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival.
King
back
Alan.
Back in a few. King Alan. No.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your Q And we have Carlos in here today from Umpqua Survival on the local business buzz.
And me.
The happy new owner of Umpqua Survival, just in case you're tuning in late.
I don't know. Awesome. I think he's kind of, this is, you know, having a new business like having a new kid. I mean, it's happy, but it's scarier than hell.
I can agree with that.
You know, if you could bet on successful businesses, I'd put everything on Carlos because, you know, it's about the people. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter where you're selling insurance, firearms, survival gear, or widgets. If you love people, you're blessed. And then that's the one thing that I could say that sets Carlos and his entire team. Mm-hmm. You know, he hires incredible people who love serving their community, obviously with the amount of things they do in the community. And Carlos, we understand you may, if you have to cut back on that a little bit, I know, because you guys do amazing. So you might have to wean back a little bit. People don't understand how much.
So much.
How much time this man spends at these events. I don't even know, but I can say, Carlos, where are you going to be this weekend?
He already told us.
Oh, yeah, I'll be at the Wildlife Safari fundraising benefit. So.
And I believe Umpqua Survival donated to that because Kyle was wondering exactly what kind of gun that was. You know, sometimes these names of these guns are kind of crazy. So, But, you know, knowing that you guys have donated something, you know, just for that too. Again.
I mean, I don't want to blow their horn too much, but actually I do.
Yeah, we do.
You know, when you look at what they've given to our community versus percentage of sales, I bet you they're one of the top givers in our county.
Stop it.
I'm not, I know you're blushing over there, Carlos, but it is fantastic. And the commitment with time and energy, you know, and that's why it gets back to our earlier comment about Roseburg growing. That's why we need to grow.
We need to be supportive right now, too, because, you know, this is now a new business owner with a new business, even though it's established that, you know, we need to go support and make sure sticks around. And
absolutely.
Well, I should probably not say that, or Angie's going to send me a text now.
honey, I don't need a new gun.
I need to support them. Honey.
I have to support them. Well, and absolutely. How many of our, county hunters are going to be heading out to the woods next month, and please don't let the box store be your first stop, because I can promise you that you're not going to find better prices than you find at Umpqua Survival. And even if you do, it might be a buck. It might be, but it's worth the money because it's help your blessed people. So make your first stop Umpqua Survival. If it costs you a few bucks more to have it, you know, get it here versus online, think about how much help you're going to be able to get, because they're amazing and they know their stuff. So let's really, I want to really beat the drum on this.
Yeah, challenge people to go out. Yeah,
absolutely.
And get his autograph while you're there.
Anyway, get Carlos' autograph. I know, and as much as Carlos wants his business to be successful, undoubtedly, he's so humble and has so much humility that he won't toot his horn. So that's why we have to do it profusely.
Well, I appreciate it. So.
Well, again, congratulations to you and the whole crew, because it's like a family out there.
And, yeah, for sure.
And honestly, so you might have to share a little bit of your present with whoever likes to partake.
Yeah. I just hope I don't get banned now they got new ownership out there.
You hope what?
I don't get banned. I mean, I kind of...
Well, we're already banned from putting in from the drawing, so you're used to
it. But it's like, good. I hang out there quite a bit.
You're not banned from buying raffle tickets, though.
Oh, see? they're going to force me to buy stuff. And the old ownership, you know, when Carlos was just a manager, he would just let me hang out there and be a vagrant.
Oh, brother. You're funny.
Did you have a winner?
I do have a winner.
And I'm happy about this one because the cycle is broken. And it's a good friend. It's a good friend of the. He's part of the Premier Insurance family.
Yeah.
And
so it's fun. I don't get to see names I know all the time. I have. I have twice this whole time where I really knew the person. And so Joe Winters, congratulations! You won the $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival and Honest Engines. Cross my heart, I wasn't even there. Carlos brought it in and handed it to me, so that's super exciting.
And Joe, yes, this is you. This is Bojo Joe.
Joe Mose.
I know. So
we just like Joe.
We love Joe.
Such a great, wonderful Christian guy. Love him to pieces. His wife Liz is a doll. Known her forever. But anyway,
great father, great mother, amazing people. You know, another blessing for our community. So
it's super cool. So
holy smokes! It's 4:57 and 44 seconds.
That wasn't weird or anything.
Hey, give me 30 seconds because I missed saying this last week.
What?
I just want to give you a hats off. Your hat tip to everybody in our community with the power going out. Shannon came in mad at a driver, but I want to point out it was amazing when the lights were out and people were so respectful, so orderly, you know, pausing, making sure everyone had right of way. And I mean, big cities, they need cops at intersections, but not in Douglas County. By gosh, we love each other. We take care of each other. So it was awesome to watch.
Yes. I had a much different experience.
Right.
Today.
Let's just leave it on a positive note.
So kudos
note.
To grumpy, all you all that don't
grumpy
drive,
Gus.
Like, yeah. Well, they say do unto others the way you would want them to do to you. Well, if I drove the way that guy did, I would want pulled off of my motorcycle and slapped around a little bit. That's what I said.
Don't you
today.
Have to run to the bathroom or something?
Not yet.
Don't bring our crowd down. I just gave him positive.
I know,
here we are.
People aren't used to hearing me grouchy. So.
We got 1 minute left, and you're just. Ended on a storm.
No, I didn't.
So, as I was saying, Douglas County, you're
go,
freaking
County.
Awesome. You are respectful, big-hearted people.
Good
now,
job.
Now, Shannon, take us out.
Go out to Umpqua Survival. Support Carlos and the crew.
You need bullets? Get them out there.
Yep.
They go much straighter. They never miss. They have magic bullets.
We'll be out at Oktoberfest with that raffle gun, too, selling raffle tickets. So.
Yes, so that's
all
out in Winston.
All the proceeds are going to the Oktoberfest. So.
Yep. So introduce yourself to Carlos while you're out there.
Yeah, ask for his autograph, and then come see me. All right, everybody. Carlos, thanks for being here again today. And we will be back next Thursday. So,
are you sure?
Pretty sure about it. So, Alan, it's been real. I don't know what else to say about that. But until next week, Douglas County, you know what to do. Be kind.
And God bless.